Hey, hey, Big Angry Phil here. And I gotta tell you, I am really hating most organized sports. I went from being a huge sports fan to barely watching sports. You wanna know the reason why? Well, this is part of it.
I'm not gonna say they don't have a shot. Everybody knows they have a shot.
Now, this is Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman, two of the most annoying people on the planet, on a horrible ESPN show called First Take. And I really hate all these shows where it's two douchebags that talk back and forth about sports. Sound like two chicks.
Me with Kyrie Irving.
And they have a third chick who's in the middle who's kind of the moderator, but really she's just there to look at.
Because all I
And she's really nothing to look at, as most of these chicks are not.
And I'm just tortured by that because all I wanted to
So he's
to
upset
say,
that
I mean, other than Houston,
his hero LeBron
State,
James will not be facing Kyrie Kyle Irving of the Boston Celtics in the NBA conference finals.
I just was depressed looking at Kyrie.
And he's doing his best Medea impression. Oh, that's how he always talks. Like, never mind.
This is torture, man. I cannot believe you.
This is torture. You're right.
It just kills me.
Kills me listening to you.
I saw a few of the fellas after the
Why
game.
Why is this guy famous?
They reminded me, and I won't say their names because I know. They weren't trying to disrespect Toronto.
Oh, shut up. He's such a black woman.
Misinterpreted, so I'm not going to put their names out there. But speaking to several of the players, the one thing that they wanted
Take
to make
Take a fucking
sure
breath.
Well,
he must have an oxygen tank behind him.
We are not the Toronto Raptors.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Any excuse
Here
to kiss
come,
LeBron
right?
James'
Don't
ass.
For one second
so fucking tired.
Of
it.
The king. They made that very
king.
Clear to me last
You're a grown
night.
Man. Don't call LeBron James the king.
Just like I had to apologize all right? to them when they went
it's
up.
It's bad enough when you motherfuckers wear guys' jerseys with their names on it. You fucking butt lickers.
King James, for this one.
King James. Jesus, get your fucking tongue out of his asshole.
I said, 260 pounds. Guys laughing at me. I said, 260 pounds. Guys snarling at me. Come on, Stephen Allen.
Yo, LeBron, tell me how my ass tastes.
And oh, by the way, Embiid didn't get a call at the end of the game.
Stephen A. Smith knows how it tastes.
No call on the part of the referee. It was wise for the referee.
Really, he's complaining about the officiating.
I thought they swallowed their whistles.
Anybody stands within 5 feet of LeBron James, they call a foul on him, sometimes a flagrant.
And various other members of this Philadelphia.
You looked at LeBron James directly, you're out of the game.
He's much better facing the basket than he is with his back to the basket. And if he was more polished as a back-to-the-basket player, perhaps he would have
if
got that
If he was
goal.
On the Celtics and they were
Who
in Boston.
Who fucking cares? Why does this even matter?
Because I do.
He probably does, Max, but that's not about him.
They're talking about shit that already happened. It's bad enough when they talk about shit they think is going to happen.
In the end, but the point is, if you can play with
The point is, I have no fucking point. I just blab on and on and on.
Work more adroitly. As a result of that, you would have positioned yourself to get a foul call in your favor. That didn't happen for him. It
didn't stack the deck in his favor.
It didn't stack the deck in his favor. All I'm saying to you is this. When I look at Boston, I look at Jaylen. I look at Jason Tatum. I look at Marcus Smart, which I thought it was a mistake for Saric to be trying to.
I'm really learning so much.
Because there was either going to be an offensive foul, that way, or a turnover altogether like Saric did. Because Marcus Smart is an elite defensive player. He's a rough rider that anybody will want on
rough
their team
rider.
In the NBA. So I look at it and I say to myself, okay, you have these bodies that you could throw at anybody else. Perhaps. At LeBron, it's a different
way, LeBron, I'm going to call it by his first name.
Strong,
LeBron.
And more importantly, he's a
King
basketball
James.
Savant. He knows
a
what
basketball
he's doing
savant. Listen
like
to this guy.
Times in Boston.
Licking his asshole without Vaseline.
We're going to a game six at Philly.
It's the toss salad,
like
man.
And now we're talking about the pressure on
That's
Boston
right.
in a game seven,
That's
maybe.
Right.
So maybe the whole complexion of everything
right.
is different. Boston got a little lucky in
they
that
did.
Last game.
They did.
You know, all those Branch Rickey.
But Philadelphia's luck. I mean, Philadelphia's youth had a lot to do with Boston's luck.
What? My head is fucking spinning right now. It shouldn't feel that way. A sports fan should not fucking be watching this. You know, a sports fan already knows about sports. He doesn't need two suits sitting there arguing like a couple of bitter women. Holy fucking shit. Well, that is amongst many reasons why I don't watch most sports anymore, and I will get into it as soon as we start the show. I used to love it.
Now rapping basketball, number one.
Come on, Curtis Blow. Come on.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Yeah. I like the way to dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone.
Ah, the good old
like
days.
Taking it to the hoop. My favorite
play is the alley.
Ooh, now we have LeBron James and Steph Curry.
Used to love basketball. Used to love basketball. Used to love basketball. Used to love basketball.
Come on!
I used to go to dinner, then take the girl to see Tiny play against Earl the Pearl and Will Big O and Jerry West play basketball at this
Jerry West as a player.
Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard Kane. And number 33, my man Kareem is the center of my stunning team.
Word. That's right, that's right. Big Air Phil Podcast number 90. And we're going to run down why sports today just fucking suck, in my honest opinion. I love this throwback shit. Talking about the days of old.
Rick Barry and Pistol Pete. Now these players could never be beat. Isaiah and Iceman too. Just give them the ball and then you chalk up too. Dantley and Wilkins are on the scene. And Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump. And Dell Dawkins got a monster dunk.
Ah, the 80s. Good times. Music videos were fun. Basketball was fun. And rappers rapped about basketball. We didn't have basketballers on the mic. At least not yet. That came about a decade later. It's a big party. Look, the fat boys are there.
Swish.
Swish. Nowadays, they do another kind of swishing in the NBA. You feel me? Back then, it was a man's sport.
Tell me, were you in the jump? The night won't score 100 points.
I remember that.
Celtics won titles back to back and didn't give nobody no kind of fat. Or when Dr. J shook the whole damn team with moves that came right out of a dream. Or when Willis Reed stood so tall, playing deep with desire. Yes, basketball.
Used to love basketball. Used to love basketball. Used to love basketball. Used to love basketball.
Oh yeah. I'd get the ball and then I don't play like the superstar in the NBA. The forwards, the centers, and all the guards. The ones you see on the bubblegum cards.
Bubblegum cards.
Go one on one card.
Oh man, those were the days.
Wild Wild West. Used to love basketball.
The ball, yo.
Used to love basketball.
The pill, the pill, the pill.
Used to love basketball. Used to love basketball.
Yes, I used to love basketball. I did. Up to maybe 5 years ago, I really loved basketball. I watched the fucking games, I would go to the games, I would watch the playoffs. And this was back when the Lakers actually meant something, alright? The Kobe years, alright? They were fun to watch. Basketball was still fun to watch. Because the players, some of them, were still badasses, alright? Nobody in the NBA scares you anymore. Everybody's just a fucking egomaniac. It's not a team sport. You know, in the conference finals, you don't even hear about the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Boston Celtics. No, it's all about LeBron James versus Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving won't even fucking be there. Much the dismay of one Stephen A. Smith. He's crying over it. Almost to the point where he wants to kill himself. Well, you know what? I hope he fucking does. Not only hope he kills himself on the air, I hope he shoots himself in the head. The bullet goes through his head and hits Max Kellerman as well. Get rid of two of these douchebags. All these sports talk shows. How the fuck does anybody watch these shows and listen to them on the radio? It's unlistenable. I don't want to hear a couple of idiots talk about sports. When the game is over, I'm over. All right? It's over. Move on to the next one. But all they do now, all anybody does now, is kiss LeBron James' ass. That's why I don't watch fucking basketball anymore. It's all fucking LeBron James. LeBron fucking James. LeBron James. King James, as fucking Stephen A. Smith calls him, licking his asshole. I don't want to hear about LeBron James. LeBron James is a flop artist. He's a fraud. He's a lot older than he fucking claims he is. He's a fucking roid head, and he's a fucking Illuminati puppet. Look at that reptilian face. He's got the same face as all the rest of the singers, actors, and all the rest of them. LeBron James. Fuck LeBron James. Tired of hearing about him. The whole league is centered around LeBron James. You follow ESPN on Facebook, it's a joke. Every 5 minutes, even before the playoffs, every fucking post is about LeBron James licking his fucking asshole. Like they're under contract. It's embarrassing. Even when Kobe was playing, they didn't lick his ass that much. LeBron James, remember how much he flip-flopped Cleveland, down to Miami, back to Cleveland. Oh, we're going to burn your jersey. Oh, welcome back, LeBron. You got us a trophy. Cleveland, the fucking dumpiest city in the fucking country. Even Detroit thinks you suck. LeBron James has made the NBA completely unwatchable to me, all right? That plus the Lakers sucking since Kobe retired. Really, they've sucked for the last 2 years he's been there because he's been injured. You know, I don't care about the Clippers. And it's all become about the individual. I mean, there's always been superstars, but you had respect for the whole league. You know, these guys were tough. These guys playing now aren't tough. Look at them. They're soft. They don't evoke any fear, just like all these rappers nowadays. Remember how the gangster rappers, they evoked a sense of fear, especially in a whitey? Well, nowadays, I get that same lack of fear from all these players. They're soft. They're pussies. These fucking pussies today wouldn't survive in the 80s with those group of fucking players. You kidding me? Those guys would kick their fucking ass. I would love to have, you know, fucking LeBron James and James Harden and all them go back in time to the 80s, you know, stack up against Wilt Chamberlain and Dr. J. Forget about it. It'd be a massacre. Even John Stockton would fucking wipe the floor with him. Get the fuck out of here. Those guys were tough. They were so tough, they didn't care how fruity those little shorts were. Nobody cared. Another thing I don't like about the NBA today is what the fuck is up with all the alternate uniforms? You fucking kidding me? I don't know who the fuck's who anymore. Let's see, we have red versus dark red. Which team is which? Used to be the home team would wear white or some light color, and the fucking road team would wear a dark color. You know who the fuck was who? Now, you know, teams are wearing black that didn't used to. Teams are wearing blue that didn't used to. What is this shit? What is this, a fucking fashion show? This is another way to try to get more women to watch? Well, I got a newsflash for you. Stop trying to get more women to watch. It's done nothing but fuck up sports. All right? And the women aren't watching anyway. And if that's something you're doing to try to get them to watch, you're going about it the wrong fucking way. All right? If they were interested in the sport, they would be watching the fucking sport. The women that are at the game seem to like the sport. Maybe some of them are banging the players, but who cares, all right? As long as they're there enjoying themselves and not sitting in the stands talking, oh, is that a fucking pet peeve of mine? I don't care what sport it is. Every game you go to, there's always a group of fuckheads behind you. Usually it's women, but nowadays you get men too, all these beta males who act like women, talking during the entire game. I talked about this at a Kings game I went to earlier this year. These fucking five jackoffs from New York and Connecticut and the East Coast were in town because the Rangers were here. And they spent the entire fucking game talking about anything except what's going on in the game. All a bunch of fucking chick bullshit. And I was one beer away from turning around and smacking the fuck out of all of them. Just do a big Mo Howard slap across all their faces. Psh, 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 psh. Why, you imbeciles? You see that? Pick out two. Fucking poke all their eyes out. Fucking hate that. But that basically is what killed all sports. They have tried so hard to chick them up, to make them appeal to women, and it's fucking failed miserably. Look how low the ratings are getting. All right? And no sport is safe from it. None. Some are worse than others. And some are just completely unbearable, especially on television. It's not so bad when you go to the game, but then again, you got to pay to go to the game. You know, we all don't have the bread to go. We don't all have season tickets, okay? Not everybody is going to every single fucking game. It's just not affordable. You know, forget getting in. Look at all how much shit everything costs when you get in there. Beers, $15. Hot dogs, $10. Fuck that. You got to put up all the annoying drugs there, especially at the football games, right? But Jesus fucking Christ, I used to watch religiously the big three sports, basketball, baseball, football, and rarely watched hockey. Now, other way around. I watch hockey more than anything else and barely watch the other three. Maybe football the most frequently, then baseball, then basketball, and I've watched zero basketball this year, not all the way through. I watch just enough to be annoyed by it, all right? Watch these pansies prancing up and down the court in weird colored uniforms. Fuck that shit. You already know it's going to be Cleveland versus Golden State. What are you watching this shit for? All right? They're going to let LeBron James win another one. And then off he goes to whatever the fuck city he goes to. Hopefully not the fucking Lakers. He comes here, I am really officially done with basketball. There's some lawyer here that put up a bunch of billboards kissing LeBron's ass, begging him to come here. He had some stupid hashtag, like LeBron's already on his way here. And people on social media went fucking apeshit. Oh, look, LA really wants LeBron. No, we don't. This is just some one jack-off lawyer trying to advertise and using LeBron's name to do it. I don't even know if what he's doing is legal. Do you get LeBron's permission? I doubt it. But I guarantee I have not watched one full basketball game this year or last year, for that matter. And I'll tell you something, I don't fucking miss it. I don't miss it. I don't fucking miss it. You want to see something really funny? Go to fucking YouTube, put in LeBron James flopping. People have put together reels full of his flopping performances, and it's fucking hysterical and a shame at the same time. Really obvious flopping, too. Like, the guy's nowhere near him. But of course, the ref, quote unquote, doesn't see it. And he gets away with it countless fucking times. It's embarrassing. That's why I don't watch. It's fucking rigged. You know what? Let him flop all he fucking wants. He could flop until the cows come home. I hope he flops down a flight of stairs and breaks his legs. Then I might start watching again. The mighty King James is injured. He may not come back. Good. Please tell me those words. When he becomes a free agent again, please do not let him come out west. All right? Stay your ass in the Eastern Conference. It's weak. You belong there. All right? You jack off. Sitting there doing Sprite commercials. Are people really going to buy Sprite just because LeBron James is holding a can? Isn't it a shame that people are that stupid? And what a shame that advertisers prey on such stupidity. And thank God they do, because it gets me work. All right? But anyway. And of course, the NBA, chicks on the sidelines, just like football. Every fucking team has their own chick to do the sideline reporting. It's a requirement now. There has to be a woman, even if it's in the men's locker room. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if we had a male reporter in the female locker room? Wouldn't ever happen, ever. Or how about a male reporter at a female sporting event? Sometimes they have that, but does anybody watch? And the female reporter sounds like a man anyway, so what difference does it make? What the fuck? Why is this a requirement now? Why do we have to have women involved with sports? About 95% of TV is geared toward women. Can't we just stay there and leave the 5% to the men? Is it against the law for men to actually enjoy something anymore without having a nagging voice involved? You know, a lot of these guys enjoy sports because they're trying to escape. All right, they're trying to escape their shitty lives, their shitty jobs, their shitty marriages, their shitty relationships, their shitty kids. All right, they don't want to hear a nagging woman's voice on TV or on the radio. But in this politically correct time that we unfortunately live in now, tough shit, buddy. Because every fucking sport, you can't get away from it. I don't care what sport it is. Every fucking sport has chicks involved. All right? And pretty soon they're going to start making their way onto the court. They've already tried. They've already tried doing that. Of course, then we have the WNBA. Do you know we still have the WNBA? Does anybody know that? I don't even know when it starts. I don't know when it finishes. I don't know anything about it other than we have the Los Angeles Sparks and then some other teams who I had to read off a list because I have no idea who they are. The WNBA. And then they demand to be paid equally because of the whole Me Too bullfuck. Like, no. You don't do equal work, so you ain't getting equal pay. It's not because you're a woman. You don't put in the hours. You don't play in the same dimensions as the men, so fuck you. The only thing you have in common is you look like men. That's it. And I'm sure some of you have a dick. I guarantee it. Well, speaking of women in the NBA with a dick, Doris Burke. They've made her a color commentator on ABC's coverage of the NBA and ESPN as well, since they're all owned by the same company. And this old broad, I don't know why they've got her. I don't know who enjoys her there, men or women, but they have to have her because she's a woman. What does she know about basketball? Who the fuck is she even? Well, here's some article from the New York Times, written by Noam Schaiba. Doris Burke, the longtime ESPN basketball personality who, 27 years into her career, last September became the first woman to land a regular job. Here we go. The first woman. It's very important to know that she's the first woman to land a regular job as NBA analyst. Well, why did we need one? Why was this necessary? For decades, women who cover men's professional sports were subjected to the crudest form of hazing. The CBS reporter Leslie Visser has described entering an NBA locker room. Well, there's the problem right there. Why is she in the men's locker room? All right? Let's see, blah, 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 blah. At times, watching Doris Burke work an NBA arena could feel like watching Katy Perry work a bar mitzvah. Oh, gee, could you make it obvious that you're a Jewish guy writing this? Shut up. Fans line up to take pictures with her. Oh, yeah, she's so fucking wonderful. Nobody's there to see the game or the players. They're all there to see fucking Doris Burke, who, by the way, looks 65 fucking years old. 52, my ass. She's trying to appear younger. I mean, she has so much makeup caked on her. You could sell in a bakery, for fuck's sakes. You know, I want to read this fluff fucking piece. Yeah, she's wonderful. She's a woman. She broke the glass ceiling. That's all you hear about now. She broke the glass ceiling in really a place where she had no business fucking doing so. All right? Does she know her shit? Great. Awesome. She has an annoying voice. She's annoying to look at. And she doesn't need to be there. Nor do the rest of them. All right? Again, we have plenty of fucking mindless women's programs on there. Find a job there. Leave our sports the fuck alone. Is that politically correct? No. And good. Are you offended by it? Who cares? Fuck you. You know, most women I know, including my own mother, is sick of this shit. All right? Maybe she's not as militant about it as I am, but she don't like seeing them. And when they come on, she hits the mute on the remote. God bless her. Now let's move on to baseball. Again, another sport I used to really enjoy and watch all the fucking time. But I don't know what it is, man. The last couple of years, I just stopped giving a fuck, especially this year. I don't even know what's going on. I know from social media that the Dodgers stink. I certainly can't see them. Most of LA can't see them. Why? Because they signed an outrageous cable deal that only one channel carries the games. Once in a while, a couple of them will creep on to Channel 5 or ESPN, but God knows when those are. And usually ESPN shows the Yankees or Red Sox or both every fucking week. And don't even get me started with ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. Ugh. Unwatchable. Again, ESPN is outrageously politically correct. They're owned by Disney. Doesn't get any worse than that. So they are really, really trying to appeal to women. All right? And yes, they have a woman color analyst by the name of Jessica Mendoza. Where the hell did she come from? Who is she? All I know is she's annoying, she talks too much, and adds absolutely fucking nothing to the game. And a former player, I forget who it was, but he lost his job just to get this chick in between the two other idiots. I think it was John Kruk, the former pitcher of the Braves. Big fat guy. But at least he knew what he was talking about, you know? But no, they shipped him away. They brought in this Jessica Mendoza and another idiot who's practically a woman, Alex Rodriguez. Now, I don't mind when they have former players. That's actually a good thing because at least they know something about the game. So they could chime in with facts about the game. But this Jessica Mendoza, she's like the idiots that sit behind you at the game. She's talking about anything but the goddamn game. Just blah, 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 in a really fucking annoying voice. She never shuts up. It's gone to the point where I have to mute these fucking things, just put on music or something in the background. I can't even listen to this shit anymore. I don't want to hear a nagging chick's voice. And I certainly don't want to hear Alex Rodriguez talking about how great the Yankees are every time you fucking broadcast the Yankees, which is about every 2 weeks. Oh, the Yankees are going to take this one. I was on the Yankees, wink, wink. Yeah, we know, you fucking roid head. You should be there. You're roid head. You took steroids. How the fuck do you have a fucking ESPN job? And of course, since he's dating Jennifer Lopez, and we all know what a faghag J-Lo is, the camera has to zoom in on her. Oh, look, there's J-Lo at the game. It must be because Alex Rodriguez is here. One time they even had her in the fucking broadcast booth. Really? Who is this game for? Is this for men?
Or is this for J-Lo fans?
Get the fuck out of here. Baseball fans don't give two fucking rats dicks about J-Lo. Or Alex Rodriguez, for that matter. Unless you're a Yankees fan or a Texas Rangers fan who really missed him when he left. Unwatchable. The coverage is terrible. It's just fucking awful. And everything on ESPN is Yankee-centric, New York-centric. Oh, the Yankees, the Yankees, the Yankees. Even if they're fucking last place, they're still the greatest team in the world. Bullshit. I gotta be honest with you. I have not followed baseball this year. I watched a couple of games, usually just at my mom's house because there's nothing else on Sunday. Used to watch the Angels games a lot more frequently. Now I just don't care anymore. They've been so mediocre for so many years, mainly because Mike Socha is a terrible manager. He needed to go a long time ago. That team needs a big kick in the ass, and he doesn't care. He checked out because he got a huge contract extension. That is another thing that's killing these sports. These guys get these huge deals, and they haven't even proven themselves yet. Either that or they were successful a million years ago and they think they're going to continue to be successful. Right, Albert Pujols? The Angels made those two really stupid deals because the fucking owner, Artie Moreno, is a complete idiot. Right? They gave Albert Pujols the 10-year, $250 million deal. And right at the same time, they gave Josh Hamilton. Remember that guy? That fucking cokehead? Brought him over from Texas. Gave him 5-year, $125 million deal, and he was the biggest fucking bust. One of the most embarrassing signings of all time, and the Angels still have not recovered. They just stopped paying him last year, for fuck's sakes. And he hasn't done jack shit. He actually went back to the Rangers on the Angels' dime, did do jack shit there, and then he retired. Gee, who came out ahead? And Pujols just got his 3,000th career hit. Well, you know what? Congratulations for that. That is quite a feat. But let's face it. Most of his successful years were with the St. Louis Cardinals, okay? He hasn't really done jack shit with the Angels except be mediocre and be very, very slow. He could get hit a slow grounder to third and be out by a half a mile. It takes them about 10 minutes to run to first base. It's embarrassing. He was pretty much a full-time DH. Once in a while, he would go back to first base and miss very easy grounders or throws. But now we have Ohtani hitting DH. So Pujols has to play first more because, God forbid, you just bench him. And God forbid you take him out of the cleanup spot, too. That must be something he has in his contract because he is never out of that cleanup spot. And he always is the last out or hits into a double play. Always. Always. I have no idea what the standings are even in baseball, so let me look. All right, the National League West, where the Dodgers are. Let's see, the Arizona Diamondbacks are in first, and it seems like they've played the Dodgers about 100 times already this year. Usually teams in the division play each other 18 times. Seems like the Dodgers and Diamondbacks have played each other about 58 times. It's only May. Anyway, the Diamondbacks are well in first and have the best record in the National League. Then Colorado. Then San Francisco at 19-19. Then below them, the Dodgers, 16-20. That's not very good. But thank God we have the San Diego Padres, who will always be worse and always at the bottom, which is really a shame, too. Because San Diego is such a nice city, and that stadium is awesome. Better than they deserve. Too bad we can't swap that stadium with a team who could use it, like the Oakland A's. You know? All right, in the Central, St. Louis Cardinals are usually on top of that division. Everybody thought it would be the Cubs, right? Because they got that one World Series win. Well, that's never going to happen again. Don't worry about it. Then Milwaukee, then Pittsburgh, then the Cubs, and they're all above 500. So actually the first four teams in the NL Central are actually doing pretty well. And then way at the bottom at 10-27, the Cincinnati Reds. And by the way, the Reds are in town to play the Dodgers. So that ought to be an easy three wins for the Dodgers. Ought to be. May not be. But what the fuck happened to Kenley Jansen this year? The closer? I'll tell you what happened. His wife is pregnant with a second child. Well, that'll fuck your game up, won't it? Do that shit in the offseason, moron. Jesus. All right.
National League East, Atlanta, followed by Philly, then Washington. Everybody always thinks Washington's going to win the World Series, and every time they've said that, they've been wrong, and they get bounced out of the playoffs. That Bryce Harper kid's a fucking hothead asshole. Fuck him. Fuck Washington. New York Mets, 18-17. And then way at the bottom, the Miami Marlins, who cannot even get about 1,000 people in that brand new stadium. Fuck them too. All right, let's go to the American League. And much to my dismay, the New York Yankees are at top and have the best record in baseball, 26-10, followed by the Boston Red Sox. Oh, what a surprise. They're playing each other again this weekend. What a fucking shock. What'll be the ESPN game of the week? I have no idea. Boston's right below them, then the Toronto Blue Jays, then Tampa Bay, then Baltimore, 9-27. Jesus, what the fuck happened to them? Wow. In the Central, the Cleveland Indians are at top, 18-18, and that's the leader in that division. Then below them, Minnesota, Detroit, Kansas City, and the White Sox. White Sox are 9-25, just barely better than Baltimore, only because they played two less games. In the West, the Houston Astros, who won the World Series last year, are at top, but right below them, much to my surprise, are the Angels, 22-14, not bad. You know, just above 600 percentage-wise, not bad. Could be playing a little better. Then Seattle, then Oakland, then Texas. Ew, what happened to Texas in the last few years, too? They're all getting old, that's why. Adrian Beltre's got to retire after this year. As great as he's been, you know, you can't go on forever. But that's it, that's baseball. So the fucking Yankees, oh man, I hate when the Yankees do well because then everybody's a Yankees fan. They were just out here playing the Angels a couple weeks ago, and of course the entire stadium is filled with New Yorkers, or people pretend to be from New York. And to add insult to injury, the fucking Yankees swept the Angels like bitches. So that's it, that's baseball. I didn't know any of this, and I haven't been paying attention. And apparently not a lot of other people are also not paying attention, because doesn't it seem like the stadiums are really empty this year? I know there's been a lot of bad weather in the East and in the Midwest, but Jesus, man. You know, it's May now. You know, places are thawing out. It's warm everywhere. But these teams just stink. And it's too expensive. And people would just rather watch them on their tablet than actually go to the fucking games. You know, and I guarantee you, a lot of these stadiums are going to be less than half capacity even on good times. It's too expensive now. People don't want to spend the money anymore for an inferior product. And millennials who have the attention span of a fucking fly, you know, they're not going to sit a 3-plus-hour game and watch not a lot happen. So millennials aren't really going. All the old people that used to like baseball are dying. So now what do you got? Not much. Again, it's really a shame, too. They put up a lot of brand new stadiums and nobody's going. You might as well just left the old piece of shit there because nobody's going to those either. Look at Oakland. Drew 7,000 people the other day, and that was just the paid attendance. Probably less than maybe 5,000 actually showed up there. That's really a shame. Same with the White Sox. Same with Texas, I think. Now, Texas used to draw them in, but people aren't going to go to the games when they suck. You know, the Dodgers still pack them in. Well, one reason being you can't see them on TV anywhere, not in L.A. But the Dodgers do have a very, very loyal fan base, all right? You know, we have a lot of Mexicans who love the Dodgers. They will always love the Dodgers. The Doyers! I call them the Doyers. Shit. Mexicans will always love the Doyers, just like they love the Raiders, the Oakland Raiders. That one I don't really understand as much, but the Dodgers, okay. All right? But the Dodgers stink, so, you know, if they continue to stink, I think the crowds are going to drop quite a bit, all right? People aren't going to pay that big money to see a shitty team. By the way, one thing they're thinking of doing, our idiot city council, they want to put up a tramway between Union Station and Dodger Stadium. Can you imagine that? A bunch of people standing in line to wait to get on a tram. Imagine all those fat fucks in a tram. I wouldn't want to ride that thing. The thing will break and fall to the ground. We have shuttle buses lined up. They travel in their own lane to get up the stadium. I take that all the time. What was wrong with that? I put a ridiculous tramway. Oh, we're modern. Look at it. Anything to get people off of the road. But like I said, these buses have a dedicated lane to get up to the stadium. What the fuck is wrong with it? And they're free. Are the trams going to be free? It's probably going to cost $1 billion to put that stupid thing in. It's not, you know, by the time they put it up, we're all going to be dead. Just like that bullet train. City is run by fucking idiots. He's going to line up and ride a fucking Skyway. What is this, Disneyland? They don't even have that at Disneyland anymore. Surprised they even put up a monorail. I'm sure it's crossed their mind, though. They're empty fucking heads. Holy fucking shit. Well, that's baseball. Again, I'm shocked at these standings. This is the first time I've looked at them all year. And I'm very sad to see the Yankees are at the top of everything. Oh, great. It's going to be a Yankee year. Oh, we're going to go all the way to the World Series. Fucking buying championships like they always do. Giancarlo Stanton, right? Signed him to a zillion-dollar contract. Dodgers try to do that. Never works. And look where they are now. 4 games below .500. Holy shit. Well, great. The Yankees are going to be doing this well. I'm just going to continue not to watch. Thank you very much. All right. Let's move along to football. The sport I'm saddest to see go down the toilet. And let's face it, it's going down the fucking toilet, all right? Look how many people have said, I'm going to boycott football for one reason or another, usually for a really stupid reason, like Colin Kaepernick kneeling. When something becomes talked about more about the antics going on rather than the actual sport, then you know you got a problem. It's turned so political and it's gotten so feminized, it's become unwatchable. You barely hear about the fucking game anymore. What do you hear about? Colin Kaepernick. Various players have been arrested for domestic abuse. Breast cancer awareness. I mean, just anything but the goddamn game itself. And they've made it unwatchable. The kickoffs are ridiculous. Every ball sails into the end zone. So that way we discourage players for running the ball back and possibly being injured. Hey, you know you're in a dangerous job. People know coal mining is a dangerous job, but they take those. Do we have to soften it up for them? So why are we doing it for the NFL? It's completely pussified the sport. I would not be surprised if they go to flag football in the next few years. That way they can have women play too. You know that's coming. They're going to have a team move to London. They keep having a game in London every year. They want a team to be in England. So somebody has to travel all the fuck way to England to play a sport that English people could give less than a fuck about. They don't call that football. They call soccer football. Oh, that's another complaint of mine. They are pushing soccer down our throat like a motherfucker. I don't want to see commercials about the English Premier League. I don't fucking care. I don't watch MLS soccer. I don't watch any kind of fucking soccer. Enough of the soccer. It's boring. They just put up a new soccer stadium in LA to have a new team in the MLS. And I swear it was constructed in about a month. A month. It's taken longer than that to dig a hole for the football stadium we're putting in Inglewood. They've already shat out this fucking soccer stadium. They must have gotten it from IKEA. And who cares? Who fucking cares? I know we have a lot of Latinos here that like soccer. But as for a whitey myself, I fucking hate soccer, all right? I will never like it, and most Americans do not like soccer. As politically correct as it is to like soccer, I don't like fucking soccer, all right? Oh, millennials love soccer. Oh, it's so exciting because they've been beaten over the head with this fucking shit, and millennials are very easy to convince. If they make something seem cool, millennials are on board. Well, let me tell you something. Soccer is not cool. It's fucking boring. All right? Now they see a hashtag, soccer is cool. Yay, soccer is cool! I would rather watch a fucking doubleheader at baseball between the fucking Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox than watch any soccer game for longer than 5 minutes. All right? You get the idea how much I hate soccer? Fuck soccer! Fuck soccer. Get it the fuck out of here. I don't want to see commercials on American sports about the English Premier League. Why? What? Why do we have to give a fuck about England? What are we feeling guilty that we beat their asses hundreds of years ago? Fuck them. We shouldn't care about their soccer, and we certainly shouldn't care about their goddamn royal family. Keep getting beaten over the head with that. Especially since a Yank is going to marry into royalty. Oh, Jesus, when that shit show starts. I'm getting the fuck out of here. That's going to be horrendous. Yeah, stay out of your office the next day after that fucking wedding happens, guys. Holy shit. Fucking soccer. But again, football, American football I'm talking about. What happened? What fucking happened? Aside from all the annoying chick sideline reporters, that was the start of it. But the fucking politics. The whole Colin Kaepernick thing was fucking ridiculous. It should have been nipped in the bud the second it happened. It's like, hey, you don't want to stand for the anthem? Get the fuck out of here. You know, you don't have to like the national anthem, but Jesus Christ. There are veterans who have fought and died for this goddamn country. There are people who really love the national anthem. Just show respect or act like you do and stand for a fucking 30 seconds. It's not a big deal. And if you can't stand, well, then go back in the locker room and sit on the can or something until it's over. Don't make a big spectacle out of it and make it all about you. Now you're for Black Lives Matter. You're not even black, Colin Kaepernick. You're half black at best. I love it when they just turn the black on and off as it fits them, you know? Now he's a fucking activist. Nobody cares. What does that have to do with football? You want to be an activist? Do it in the offseason. You have plenty of time. Lead all the fucking marches you want, but on the field, show some goddamn respect. Can't imagine why he doesn't have a job. It must be racism. Really? Really? So there are no black players in the NFL? None at all. He was the only one? You haven't seen the offensive line of any fucking team? Get the fuck out of here. Has nothing to do with racism. Of course, everybody has to make it a racist issue now. The media loves that shit. They will make anything a racist issue, even when it isn't. Has nothing to do with race. It has to do with Colin Kaepernick being an idiot. That's it. Where was all this fucking activism when the 49ers went to the Super Bowl, right? It's when they started to suck and he started to suck. That's when the activism came out. It's like, holy shit, nobody's paying attention to me anymore. I gotta do something. Oh, that national anthem is so offensive. They just started playing that, right? Oh, no, I'm not gonna stand for that. Because America's a racist country. So racist that they hired me. And a lot of other black people. God damn, what a blowhard. I'm so tired of this shit. You know who's doing most of the complaining about racism, especially online, because they wouldn't dare do it in front of black people, but white people. White people are doing all the bitching and whining. Everything's racist. This is wrong. White guilt. These fucking young white people feel guilty that they're white. That they owe anybody anything for being white. You can't help what the fuck you are. Don't be like Rachel Dolezal, who's pretending to be black and trying to make a career out of it, and it failed miserably. Is a laughing stock of whatever shit town she lives in.
Nobody's happy with what they are.
What's up with all the black women with white wigs on? Blonde wigs? What the fuck's that about? Well, just because fucking Nicki Minaj did it, everybody has to do it now? That's an Illuminati thing. Whiten up the black folks. You don't want to look too black, because then you'll scare whitey.
It'll keep you just blacking up, but
we're going to white you up quite a bit. We're going to lighten your skin and make you wear blonde wigs and shit. And whitey won't be such terrified little pussies. Well, fuck them. Maybe they need to be terrified little pussies, you know? Like I was saying about the NBA, you know, we don't have any NBA players that scare the shit out of whitey anymore. Who the fuck is scared of Steph Curry? He's practically white. LeBron James, is he fucking scary? He's a big fag. Shaquille O'Neal is fucking scary. He's goofy. He's a lot more scary than fucking LeBron James. But the fucking NFL has become so pussified. I mean, the game itself, never mind the stupid politics. They need to get rid of that shit altogether. They need to fucking stop being afraid of these players. You know, they say, hey, you stand for the anthem or get the fuck out of here. I don't give a shit if you like the anthem or not. I don't give a fuck about the anthem. But God damn it, everybody is standing, you fucking stand. All right? It's not going to kill you. Don't be that guy. I'm the kneeler. Oh, this country is racist. I'm not going to support a racist country. Well, you had no problem supporting when you got into the NFL, didn't you, you dickhead? Ungrateful fuckhead. Biting the hands that feeds you. He's trying to try out for the Seattle Seahawks since they unloaded a bunch of pussies like Michael Bennett. Now he wants to be the main pussy again. But even the game itself is just a big vagina. You know, the kickoffs suck. And they might as well just do away with them now. Why do we even do it anymore? 99 times out of 100, they don't run it back because it sails into the fucking end zone. All the taunting penalties. 15 yards for taunting. Talking shit used to be part of the game. Used to be part of all sports. That's what you do. It shakes your opponents up. You know, it kind of fucks their head up a little bit. That's what you want to do. Get inside their head. Make them fuck up.
Now you get a taunting penalty.
Can't celebrate in the end zone. Get a penalty for that
because it's taunting.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, they fucking call it. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, college ball, they make you just fucking, drop the ball in the end zone. Why don't they just do that in the NFL? No, you could celebrate just a little bit. You give some high fives. You could do white people stuff. You can't dance in the end zone, you Negro. Can't do it. Give you a fucking 15-yard penalty on the kickoff. No taunting, no nothing, no head-to-head contact. No anything-to-anything contact anymore. You can't look at the quarterback funny, get a penalty. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's become too fucking soft. They don't even play on that hard AstroTurf they used to. Remember that shit? Remember how hard that stuff was in the 80s? Certainly looked nice on TV. It was hard as concrete. You see that fake grass in some yards now because of the drought? That was the kind of shit they used to play on, but even harder. It was almost like a tennis court. They don't have shit like that anymore. It's almost all natural grass. And the places that do have AstroTurf has that really soft stuff that you see at the park, you know? That stuff with those black beads in it looks completely fake. It doesn't even look like a field. And some of these places have soccer lines drawn in. It's like, oh, shut up with that. Fuck, it's unwatchable. Sorry. The red zone coverage on DirecTV is not even worth getting that anymore. It's over. Sorry. You got to reinstate the old rules. Bring back the kickoff. Enough of the taunting penalties. Let them taunt all they fucking want. If the guy takes a swing at you, too fucking bad. Deal with it. That is why I watch hockey now. It's really the only sport that hasn't become completely pussified. It's getting there, though. It's getting there. One way it's getting there, aside from the chick sideline reporters, they have chick color analysts now. The fucking playoffs on NBC, they have a chick working the color as a color analyst during the Winnipeg-Nashville series, the second round. Her name is AJ Malesko, whoever the fuck that is. What the fuck does she do? Let's see. She did some Olympic hockey coverage. Oh, well, goody. And then she called one regular season game this year. So NBC decided, hey, let's just throw her in the booth for the playoffs. Why the fuck not? She knows so much. And just like Jessica Mendoza in baseball, she does not shut up. She adds absolutely nothing but an annoying, grating fucking voice. Again, I gotta mute it and put on music in the background. And of course, during the intermissions, they have another chick doing the anchoring on the intermission. So I gotta change the channel again.
You hate women. You don't want to see women. I don't want to see them where they don't belong.
They don't know anything about the fucking game. They're just there because they're women and we're politically correct and we have to have women covering all of men's sports now. Because God forbid women are not represented at all on television, especially during the daytime, during the week. No, no, no. Insanity. It's fucking insanity. And apparently they're going to give her even more work next year because she's done such a bang-up job on the three games she's worked on this year. I beg to differ. Well, what experience does she have? Well, she's announced a couple of Olympic games. Oh, she used to be on the Olympic team, too. Lottie fucking da, the women's team. So that gives her all the experience she needs to cover an NHL playoff game. Not. And, of course, NBC carries the Olympics, and they're covering the NHL playoffs, so there you go. Easy choice for them to make. Let's see, we need a woman in there. Do we have one of them broads there that played on the Olympics? Yeah, pick her out. Whatever. Yeah, come on up here. AJ, she has four kids. She's talking about, well, I don't know if I can make a career out of this. Well, if you don't want to do it, then why are you there? You don't want to be away from your four children. Jesus Christ, with the four children. Enough. This was the one sport I could go to that hasn't been a complete vagina like the rest of them. They still fight, although they certainly haven't done it much in the playoffs. I would like to have seen more fighting, especially from the Kings who got the early exit. But I'll tell you what, I'm still enjoying these playoffs. I've watched almost every game that I could. You know, again, with the Kings out, I'm actually rooting for the Winnipeg Jets. Go Jets. I hope they get rid of Nashville and then move on to play the Vegas Knights. And I'm very happy that Tampa got rid of Boston and that face-licking douchebag Marchand. Good riddance. So I'm rooting for them to beat the Capitals. But I'm not quite as devoted to that series, but I'll still watch it because I enjoy hockey. They still haven't completely pinked it up yet. They're trying. They're trying hard. But hopefully hockey says, fuck you. And what about the other sports? Like auto racing or horse racing, you know, anything that goes around a circle isn't a sport, all right? Sorry, I'm not enough of a redneck to give a shit about auto racing, other than the car crashes. And the horse racing, I mean, you know, if I wanted to see that, I'd go to Santa Anita down the street and bet on the horses. I give a shit about the Kentucky Derby or Preakness or any of that? No! See all the women walking around with big hats with flowers in them? Okay. So that's my take on it. That's why I just watch hockey and have turned my back on the big three sports. Until they become men's sports again, that's how it's going to be for the foreseeable future, you know? And I'm not sure if I'm alone in this, you know? If you agree with me, let me know on my Facebook page. I could see it. I can't answer the post because I'm still banned for another couple weeks. But I could certainly look at it. Or hit me up on Twitter. I could read that and respond to it. They haven't banned me from there yet. You know, Fuckerberg doesn't have anything to do with Twitter. They have another bunch of liberal loonies running that place, but not Fuckerberg. A little more lenient over there at that old Twitter. So hit me up at the Big Angry Phil. Let me know how you feel about it. Am I completely wrong? Should I be watching the NBA playoffs? Tell me why. But for now, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Well, that's right. I went there. Shaquille O'Neal. You can't stop the rain. Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Okay, everybody. Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Should have done that over this beat. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. Got Facebook? Well, they done locked me up for a little while, so you can leave me a message and I'll get back to it as soon as I get out of the joint. Be a couple of weeks. Until then, hit me up on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil. Hit me on Instagram, Big Angry Phil. You hear the show on SoundCloud, BigAngryPhil.com. Tune in. Hey, it'll be available on some other spots soon. Make sure you keep supporting and listening to the Tom Liga Show. Get the app, TomEverywhere.com. Listen to and support the Gary and Dino Show, GaryandDino.com. That's it for me. I'm out of here. Till next time. See ya.